by waiving the visa, by removing the restrictions on those 79 countries, what we have done as a country is that we have enhanced or improved our competitiveness as far as destination market is concerned. Because one of the critical issues that you need to look at when you're talking about tourism is the issue of smooth travel facilitation. And as a country, we have been facing a number of challenges where people were unable to access our country because they couldn't access the visa. They couldn't apply for the visa online. And so what was happening is that compared to our counterparts within the region, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Botswana, South Africa, Mozambique, people were going into these countries and Malawi because of those restrictions. So we're being disenfranchised as far as access to our country was concerned, in spite of all the natural endowments that we have as a country. So at the moment, we know that we are hopeful that we have added Malawi as a destination from mainstream destinations like Europe, America, UK, China, but also within the African continent as well.
So, Minister, why 79 countries and not all the countries?
I think some of those countries were already not being required to apply for a visa. So these ones were the ones that we had not yet lifted. We are guided by the law. So the law that was obtaining in this regard was the Immigration Act. The Immigration Act was already recognized in some of the countries. You should know the Immigration Act does not sit with the Ministry of Tourism. It sits with the Ministry of Homeland Security because they are the ones that oversee issues of Malawi Police Service, Immigration and Malawi Prisons. So the Immigration Act falls under them. But we are the beneficiaries of this act.
As you know, Minister, just lifting visa restriction alone does not guarantee tourism and trade. Other factors like good infrastructure and political stability. Where does Malawi fit when it comes to these indicators?
Number one, I want to say that the lifting of the visas, it also does enhance our position on the African Visa Openness Index, whose primary objective is to support the implementation of the African Union's Agenda 2063. However, over and above that, you are very right to say infrastructure development, direct flights into Malawi and all of that. But I think I've always argued to say we are not going to sit here and say, you know, because we don't have direct flights into Malawi, then we're not going to promote our country. Our Ministry of Tourism at the moment, we are being guided by two key functions. Number one, we are doing product development. Number two, we are doing destination marketing, which is exactly what I'm doing even with you right now. Where we want to say, come to Malawi and you're going to see these things, where you have one of the largest water bodies in the world, but has over 1,000 species of fish, more than any other water body in the world. And the Lake Malawi is the only lake in the world, or the only water body in the world, that provides the space for snorkeling, self-snorkeling. And I think one of the issues that has been overshadowed or overlooked when you talk about our country is the issue of peace. Malawi has never had war. We are a peaceful nation. We are called the warm heart of Africa for a reason. Even though we may not have state-of-the-art roads, we may not have direct flights into Malawi, our people are warm. Our country is very peaceful. And these are the things that we are talking about. So what we are saying now is that infrastructure development at the moment is at the core of what we are doing as government. So yes, I do agree. But I want to tell you that government at the moment is coordinated towards providing the ATM strategy that will look at all of these issues that you're saying, the infrastructure development, connectivity, security, and everything else that has to be done for us to position Malawi as a destination of choice as far as tourism is concerned.